We learned recently that the cost of rental housing has been climbing in New Hampshire. And in some parts of the Granite State, businesses are dealing with high rental costs as well. Reporter Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire has been looking at the issue of rent for businesses for her economic series, Getting By, Getting Ahead. Amanda, great to have you back.
Good to be back, Brady.
You looked specifically at Portsmouth as a city that has high rent for businesses. So how high is high, first of all, for rent in downtown Portsmouth?
Well, if you look at the main drag, and that's that hub around Market Street and Congress Street that sees the heaviest traffic, that's where everyone goes when they visit Portsmouth, you can expect around $45 to $65 a square foot. If you want to put that into some perspective and some context, as a longtime downtown realtor explained to me, those numbers can rival Newbury Street in Boston.
So we're talking high.
Yeah, and you know, there are several factors at play here. Mainly, it's just the market. It's what it all boils down to. Downtown Portsmouth, it has this quaint, old New England look to it. It's right there on the water. At the same time, it's got a lot of these chic little shops and restaurants. And so all of that together makes it a natural tourism draw. And that creates a certain level of demand among retailers to be in the downtown core.
What does that mean then? How does high rent change the game in downtown Portsmouth or a city like it?
At the end of the day, the real interest and where everybody's interests coincide is this notion of balance. And if you think of it like the perfect chili recipe, so you don't want too much or too little of the beans, the pepper, the meat. And in Portsmouth, you want the right proportion of restaurants, retailers, office space, residential space, and that's where everyone's agreed. Where it gets touchy is the question of whether rising rents are actually threatening that balance. Now, from the Chamber of Commerce's perspective, high rents are starting to throw the recipe out of balance because the argument you hear there is that it's getting closer to the point where only restaurants, which they have a high failure rate, but at the same point, they tend to push more volume. So a successful restaurant can push more volume sales than small retailers, and they can afford these rents. When you see the number of small retailers decline, you see interest in downtown Portsmouth decline, which will ding the economy. That's the long view, but that's their fear.
The city and the Chamber of Commerce have got to be a little concerned about that. So is there anything going on to bring the balance back to that perfect chili recipe, like you said?
You know, from the city's perspective, the operating notion is the free market. Ultimately, the city is reluctant to interfere too much and be too heavy-handed about it. At the same point, the city does have some tools that it is using. For example, it's trying to develop the northern tier, which isn't too far from the heart of downtown. And the hope is that that will extend the vibrancy of downtown to the rest of the city.
And we're going to be hearing more about Portsmouth in your piece tomorrow on Morning Edition.
That's right. We're going to be talking with Asiya Russell, and she is a woman who has a small boutique shop in downtown Portsmouth.
And there's going to be a whole lot more online for the project?
Yeah. Starting tomorrow, we're going to be launching a big multimedia project tied into this series. You're going to go on to our webpage, and you'll see this wonderful multimedia presentation, pictures of all the people we've spoken with, and we also have a map tied to that. So as each person is answering these various questions and giving their thoughts on the economy, you'll see the region where they're from light up on this map, and you'll see some interesting data showing up. It can help put New Hampshire's economy into some context.
Amanda, great talking with you as always.
Nice talking with you, Brady.
Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire and HPR's business and economy coverage in partnership with NPR. You can learn more about her series, Getting By, Getting Ahead, by going to our website, nhpr.org.